This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Misindol Fort, active ingredient, S, paracetamol, codeine phosphate hemihydrate and oxylamine succinate. This leaflet provides important information about taking Misindol Fort. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Misindol Fort. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Misindol Fort? Misindol Fort contains three active ingredients, paracetamol, codeine phosphate hemihydrate, and doxylamine succinate. Paracetamol is an analgesic, pain-relieving medicine and antipyretic, lowers body temperature. Codeine phosphate hemihydrate is a potent analgesic that helps to relieve pain. The body must convert codeine into morphine before it can provide pain relief. Doxylamine succinate is an antihistamine which can help to relieve tension and nausea associated with pain. This may be especially useful in the treatment of tension headache, migraine, and period pain. Misindol Fort is used for the short-term management of severe pain for which other treatment options have failed, are not recommended, not tolerated, or are otherwise inappropriate to provide sufficient management of pain. This may include toothache and other dental pain, pain from injury, or surgery, or headache pain. What should I know before I take Misindol Fort? Warnings. Do not use Misindol Fort if you are allergic to paracetamol, codeine phosphate hemihydrate, doxylamine succinate, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have or have had any of the following medical conditions: severe and/or acute respiratory diseases, such as bronchitis, acute asthma, emphysema, acute chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, other problems with breathing such as shallow breathing, difficulty breathing, or slow breathing, glucose-6-phosphate dehydrogenase deficiency, an enzyme deficiency that may lead to anemia. You very rapidly metabolize codeine into morphine. Known intolerance to paracetamol. Severe liver disease or liver failure. If you have diarrhea caused by antibiotics or poisoning. If you are in the third trimester of pregnancy or in labor, especially if the baby is premature. If you're breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. If you have a history of drug dependence, including alcohol dependence. If you are already taking monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs such as selegiline or moclobemide, or within 14 days of stopping MAOIs. If you have experienced allergy, generalized rash, or shortness of breath to morphine or oxycodone. The person going to take the tablets is under 12 years. If you are aged between 12 and 18 years of age and have had your tonsils or adenoids removed to treat sleep apnea, check with your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, aspirin, or any other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAID, any other substances, such as foods, preservatives, or dyes. Have or have had any medical conditions, especially the following: liver problems, Gilbert's syndrome, kidney problems, problems with your pancreas, heart problems, low blood pressure, lung problems, difficulty breathing, wheezing, chronic cough, asthma, or other chronic breathing conditions. Sleep problems such as sleep apnea. Misindol Fort can cause sleep-related breathing disorders such as sleep apnea and sleep-related hypoxemia, low oxygen level in the blood. The symptoms can include breathing pauses during sleep, night awakening due to shortness of breath, difficulties to maintain sleep, or excessive drowsiness during the day, intolerance to pain-relieving medicine, chronic alcohol use, or if you recently stopped taking alcohol, opioid dependence, a history of drug and/or alcohol abuse. Caution is particularly recommended for use in adolescents and young adults with a history of drug and/or alcohol abuse, malnutrition and other sources of low levels of glutathione, mild to moderate hepatocellular insufficiency, severe renal insufficiency, Gilbert's syndrome, recent stomach, intestine, or urinary tract surgery, gallbladder problems, or your gallbladder has been removed, obstructive and inflammatory bowel disease, or other bowel problems, chronic constipation, multiple sclerosis, prostate problems, retaining urine, problems passing urine, underactive thyroid, adrenal gland problems such as Addison's disease, head injury, brain tumor, stroke, or other problems with the brain, fits or seizures, pain due to nerve problems. Take any medicines for any other condition. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Do not take Misindol forte during the third trimester of pregnancy. Do not take Misindol forte during labor, especially if the baby is premature. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Do not take Misindol forte if you are breastfeeding or planning to breastfeed. Use in children. Do not give Misindol forte to children under 12 years. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines which contain paracetamol, codeine, or doxylamine. Do not take Misindol forte with monoamine oxidase inhibitors, MAOIs, such as selegiline or moclobemide, or within 14 days of stopping MAOIs. Some medicines can interfere with Misindol forte, including medicines causing sleepiness or drowsiness, such as sedatives or tranquilizers, benzodiazepines, medicines used as sedatives or to treat anxiety. The use of opioids and benzodiazepines together may increase the risk of drowsiness, difficulties in breathing, coma, and may be life-threatening. Medicines containing alcohol, ethanol, such as some cough syrups, cough suppressants, or antitussives, medicines used to treat alcohol and or opioid dependence, such as naltrexone or buprenorphine, medicines used to treat depression, phenothiazines and antipsychotic agents, medicines used to treat mental disorders, some types of antihistamines, aspirin, or any other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAID, gabapentinoids, gabapentin, and pregabalin to treat epilepsy or pain due to nerve problems, neuropathic pain, cannabis, medicines used to stop or prevent vomiting, antiemetics, such as metoclopramide or domperidone, medicines used to treat diarrhea, such as Kalin or loperamide, medicines used to thin the blood, such as warfarin, propanthiolene, medicine used to treat stomach ulcers, medicines used to treat epilepsy or fits, such as phenytoin, other pain relief medication, medicines used to treat high blood pressure, cholestyramine, medicine used to treat bile problems or lower cholesterol, chelating resin, chloramphenicol, an antibiotic used to treat ear and eye infections, neuromuscular blocking agents such as sisatricurium, medicines used during surgical procedures, flucloxacillin, zidovudine, or rifampicin, medicines used to treat infections. Medicines that may decrease the effect of Misindol forte include medicines that inhibit the liver enzyme, CYP2D6 inhibitors such as fluoxetine, paroxetine, bupropion, semaglutide, and methadone. Medicines that increase the activity of the liver enzyme, CYP3A4 inducers such as rifampicin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Misindol forte. How do I take Misindol forte? How much to take? Adults and children between 12 and 18 years. The usual adult dose is 1 or 2 tablets every 4 to 6 hours as needed for relief. Do not take more than 8 tablets in a 24-hour period. Misindol forte must not be used in children under 12 years. Follow the instructions provided and use Misindol forte until your doctor tells you to stop. The directions may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How to take Misindol forte. Swallow the prescribed dose of Misindol forte whole with a glass of water. It can be taken with or without food. If you forget to take Misindol forte, if you miss your dose at the usual time, take it as soon as you remember. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Remember to wait 4 to 6 hours between doses. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you take too much Misindol forte, If you think that you have used too much misindolfort, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Centre in Australia, be calling 131126, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. Keep the person awake by talking to them or gently shaking them every now and then. You should follow the above steps even if someone other than you have accidentally used misindol that was prescribed for you. If someone takes an overdose, they may experience one or more of the following symptoms: slow, unusual, or difficult breathing, drowsiness, dizziness, or unconsciousness, slow or weak heartbeat, nausea or vomiting, convulsions or fits, mental impairment. Other signs of overdose can include problems with the nervous system caused by damage to the white matter of the brain, known as toxic leukoencephalopathy. What should I know while taking misindolfort? Things you should do: remind any doctor, including surgeons, dentist, or pharmacist you visit, that you are taking misindolfort. Keep all your appointments, including those for blood tests. If your pain gets worse after you take this medicine, do not take more without first talking to your doctor. Talk to your doctor if the pain that you have increases, if you feel more sensitive to pain, or if you have new pain after taking this medicine. Call your doctor straight away if you feel you need to take the medicine for longer periods of time. Feel you need to take more than the prescribed dose. Feel very unwell when you stop taking the medicine, but feel better when you start taking the medicine again. Experience severe upper abdominal pain, possibly radiating to the back, nausea, vomiting, or fever, as this could be symptoms associated with inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis, and the biliary tract system. Things you should not do: do not give misindolfort to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take misindolfort to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not take high doses of the medicine for long periods of time unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking misindolfort or change the dose without checking with your doctor. Driving or using machines: be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how misindolfort affects you. Misindolfort may cause drowsiness, dizziness, affect eyesight, or hand-eye coordination in some people. Do not drive a car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous while taking misindolfort. Drinking alcohol: tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Alcohol and codeine taken together may increase the risk of sedation, respiratory problems, coma, or may be life-threatening. Do not drink alcohol while you are taking misindolfort. Looking after your medicine: follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Keep your tablets in the pack until it is time to take them. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight, for example. Do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink, or do not store it in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine: if you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects: less serious side effects, skin related, skin rash, sweating, gastrointestinal related, constipation, nausea, vomiting, severe abdominal pain, have difficulty swallowing, regurgitation, chest pain that is not related to your heart, especially if you have been using this medicine for a long time, general drowsiness, blurred vision, head and neurology related, increased sensitivity to pain or increased levels of pain. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These side effects are usually mild. Less serious side effects: less serious side effects, reproductive related, low libido, impotence or erectile dysfunction, loss of menstrual cycle, infertility, sleep related, sleep apnea, general, weakness, anorexia, fatigue, low blood pressure. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. These side effects are usually mild. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Heart related. Irregular heartbeat. Head and neurology related. Unusual or extreme mood swings. Headache. Dizziness. Lightheadedness. Liver related. Hepatitis. Symptoms include loss of appetite, itching, yellowing of the skin and eyes, light colored bowel motions, dark colored urine. General. Flushing of the face. Shortness of breath. Mouth ulcers, fever and sore throat. Stomach pain. Slow or shallow breathing. Painful red areas with blisters and peeling layers of skin, which may be accompanied by fever and or chills. Bleeding related. Bleeding, bruising more easily. Severe blisters and bleeding in the lips, eyes, mouth, nose and genitals. Metabolism related. Symptoms of rapid breathing, rapid heart rate, changes in consciousness, drowsiness, nausea, or vomiting caused by pyroglutamic acidosis, an accumulation of pyroglutamic acid due to low levels of the protein called glutathione. Allergic reactions. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Wheezing, difficulty breathing, or shallow breathing. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Misindol Forte contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Paracetamol, 450 mg. Codeine phosphate hemihydrate, 30 mg. Doxylamine succinate, 5 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium starch glycolate. Purified talc. Magnesium stearate. Crospovidone. Povidone. Progelatinized maize starch. Stearic acid. Potential allergens. No. Misindol Forte does not contain lactose, sucrose, gluten, tartrazine, or any other azo-dyes. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Misindol Forte looks like. Misindol Forte is a round, white tablet embossed with M on one side, and on the other side Misindol and Forte either side of a break line. Misindol Forte is available in a blister pack of 20 tablets. Australian registration number, OSTAR 10109. Who distributes Misindol Forte? Distributed by Sanofi Aventis Australia Pty Limited, 12-24 Aloe Vera Road, Macquarie Park, New South Wales, 21133. Free call 1-800-818-806. Email medinfo.australia@sanofi.com. This leaflet was prepared in September 2025. Misindol Forte ACCDSV5 CMIV 20-22 CEP 25.